Moving on then, if we can. Next task force report is water-land interface, and I think, Vincent, you chaired the last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. As the chair, KY is still on sick leave, I have been chairing the meeting for the task force on the 12th of November. So I would like to report to the commission. During the meeting, the task force discussed couples of items, three items. First is the overview of the public landing facility within Kai Tak development. The Kai Tak office of the CEDD brief member on the public landing facility within the Kai Tak development, which were currently in place under planning or disused. The task force advised that priority should be accorded to public landing facility at the tip of the runway to enhance marine access to the cruise terminal and the runway park phase 1, which were due open in 2013. Well, Member General Lee commented that it was necessary to have a long-term planning on water-land interface, which complemented the planned land use in Kai Tak. And currently, an overarching coordinating body was missing for this task. So member consider that pending identification of an overarching body in the long run, well, we ask that the Development Bureau should be in close liaison with the Energizing Kowloon Seas office and the Kai Tak office in pursuing such work. Second, the marine and port operation related to cargo handling and fish landing in Victoria Harbour. The task force was briefed by the Agriculture, Fishery and Conservation Department and Marine Department regarding fish landing and cargo handling facility around Victoria Harbour. Well, member noted that the commercial operation and activities other than embarkation and disembarkation of passengers and their accompanying luggage should be prohibited at public landings. And some members suggested that government might consider allowing the marine operator to transport their tools via public landing facilities. Now, some member proposed opening up some wholesale fish market as tourist attraction to showcase fish landing operation, which could be an integrated solution to preserve the working harbour and enhance public enjoyment. Well, it was noted that the AFCD, in collaboration with Tourism Commission, promote alternative use of the wholesale food or fish market. And in parallel, the task force also acknowledged that the Development Bureau was exploring enhancement opportunity at the four disused pier at the Western Wholesale Food Market and the adjoining harbourfront with relevant bureau and department. Finally, Chairman, the third item is related to proposed framework on water-land interface issue. Two members, Paul Zimmerman and Margaret Brooke, presented a proposed framework on water-land interface issue in Victoria Harbour, proposing four broad category of water-land interface for further study. The Harbour unit also introduced a matrix which outlined the possible short-term and medium to long-term enhancement of some water-land interfaces. Chairman, while members generally agree that the short-term deliverable floated by the harbour unit should be pursued, member views on the strategic review of the waterland interface issue were diverse. Some members suggest that a strategic and holistic review should be conducted through engaging an external consultant. In contemplating the way forward, I have asked the Harbour Unit to explore how the strategic and holistic review could be done and members to offer more views for further deliberation in the coming meetings. Chairman, that's the end of my report.
Thank you. Thank you. A complicated world, water and land interface, and a complicated world in terms of managing, taking responsibility. Paul, you see, we're looking to Development Bureau to act as the facilitator and the overarching lead, if you like, because there's so many departments, so many other parties involved. Any comments, members? Thank you.